At least a quarter of the world's people depend on cut wood for cooking. This is a major cause of deforestation, and the smoke is a health hazard, especially for women and children who spend the most time in the house. But there are efforts to improve the traditional cook stove. Ingrid Lobet traveled to Honduras and found that relief and development organizations are increasingly interested in finding and funding more sustainable wood cook stoves.
Most mornings, it's pretty quiet here at the home of Doña Leticia Rodriguez. The only sound, really, is the birdsong. But today, the house in Suyapa, Honduras, 30 miles from the capital, is buzzing with activity and anticipation. The household is getting a new stove. Doña Leticia and her daughter Isaura tell what a trial their old stove has been.
Y otra cosa. Si yo me quitaba del fuego, ya se apagaba.
It always takes a long time to light the stove, and I have to tend it constantly in order to keep it lit. I have to relight it every time I need it, because it doesn't hold heat at all.
Casi nos llevábamos la mañana para preparar la comida y hacer las tortillas.
Normally, it takes us almost all morning to make breakfast. Only then can we start with the tortillas.
Not only can traditional stoves be hard to light and require frequent stoking, they burn through lots of wood, forcing families to fork over scarce cash to the firewood man. Worst, they often have no chimney, so women and young children especially inhale high daily doses of dangerous particulate smoke. In fact, experts say most exposure to air pollution worldwide happens in the countryside, indoors, in kitchens like Marta Berea's. She's one of Doña Leticia's neighbors who's come by to watch the creation of the new stove.
Siento como todo se que me ahoga, ¿va? Entonces yo siento que es el humo.
I cough. I always feel like I'm suffocating. I know it is the smoke, and I try to move away from it. But I have no choice. I'm cooking. I have to be there breathing it.
International development groups have long promoted alternative cook stoves, often out of a desire to preserve forests. But the supposedly improved stoves didn't always deliver. One widely built model, the Lorena, was designed at the Aprovecho commune in Oregon, which is devoted to sustainability. But today, Aprovecho trainer Dean Still candidly admits they no longer promote the Lorena because it had a significant flaw. It was packed with mud, and designers didn't realize the earth mass would absorb heat away from the stove top.
People didn't have an understanding of the difference between insulation and thermal mass. So that people were using earth and thinking that it was insulation.
Since then, Aprovecho's technicians have become more sophisticated. They collaborate with scientists and test their stoves in the lab and in the field. Several years ago, they developed the basic guts for a hotter, cleaner stove. Then, in the surge of interest that followed Hurricane Mitch, they got a grant to take the prototype to Honduras and adapt it to local needs. Saul Guzman works with ProLeña, a nonprofit that works on what here they call socio-forestry issues.
Entonces, fue así como en enero del año 99.
So in January of 1999, some friends from Aprovecho came and brought us a model that they hadn't tested yet. So it was here that we really were able to test and improve the stove.
These stoves, known as Doña Justa stoves, can be built of metal, clay, brick, or mud, depending what's available. In Suyapa, they're handsome, burnished earthen boxes that can be whitewashed or even tiled. But the breakthrough is inside, where combustion takes place in an improbably small 5-inch diameter clay elbow that takes pieces of wood too small to have been useful in the past. The elbow channels the heat upward toward the cooking pots. The stove at Doña Leticia's is now done, and she and her neighbors carefully gauge how well it heats up.
No muy bien. Bonito. Económico, ¿verdad?
To me, it looks good. Economical, very little wood. So little wood. We are used to putting whole branches in there, and only then to get a fire. this is more efficient and more decent, less smoke feeling in your face.
Me parece bien porque sí, ya lo estoy viendo que ya está funcionando, ¿verdad?
It's good. I believe it is working. I think I will be able to buy less wood and save some money.
Doña Leticia's savings on wood will depend very much on how efficient a fire builder she was with her old stove and how careful she is with her new one. She'll save at least 1/4 and up to 4/5 of the wood she's been using. Doña Leticia begins pressing tortillas between wax paper. Then her tiny frame becomes a blur as she moves between the stove and the press. Her guests joke about whether she'll be able to keep up with the new stove, which fits 16 tortillas, 4 times as many as before. But she does. So fast, little grandma says one. How old did you say you are? 72, she answers. 72, you're as strong as an oak. No, jokes one neighbor, that kind of wood you can't get anymore. People are starting to hear about the Doña Justa stoves. A non-profit group in Colorado called Trees Water People is funding several hundred stoves in Honduras. The people at Aprovecho are trying to teach technicians in Russia how to build the stove via email. And the group Proleña in Nicaragua has applied for a $1 million grant from Finland to build a factory. They want every family in Nicaragua to switch to the Doña Justa stoves to protect the health of the country's remaining forests and the respiratory health of its people. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Suyapa, Honduras.